Debbie Ngaliwa-Packel with us today. Debbie, I thought I'd almost forgotten you, but here we are. Reunited, and it feels so good. How are you, sis?
I'm great. What about you?
Great. I like that. That's the way you should answer your phone all the time, Debbie. Cool. Well, what's not great about politics this week for you?
I think what's not great, and I don't know if it's politics or it's just the culture of where we are and the confusion and probably absolute hoo-ha with the situation. But it's really sad to see the degree of fighting going on and disharmony, which isn't unnatural for us as Māori. But I guess the thing that I'm not liking is that a lot seems to be provoked from right-wing Pākehā. And I really do hope and call on our whānau, our leadership, to our whāia, to pull us together and make sure we focus on the real ngangara at the moment. So whether you're pro, anti, nothing, the ngangara is not each other. So I think that's what is creating the confusion. And it doesn't help. It doesn't help when we've got a government that's not necessarily making decisions in the way that they're making decisions obvious. So there becomes a high mistrust culture. But, you know, I don't envy being in government at the moment either. So, but it is just, I think the political sadness is what I sort of see at the moment. But I am sort of seeing some real innovation and some, you know, it was great to see Fire Natives, kōrero yesterday. It's great to see our whānau, irrespective of the noise going around them, taking control of their particular areas in whānau, and I think that's what we've got to focus on, those that have a sense of navigation through the storm. So, yeah. There's some good stuff going on too.
Yeah, thanks, Debbie, and fair enough. Look, a lot of people, they adhere to the Declaration of Independence of 1835, and I note that there were something like 50 cars at the border south of Auckland last night, wanting to go through Auckland to Waitangi. They've had these hīkoi for many years. And, you know, some people support the idea of that declaration and its validity. Others disagree. But what we know is that many of our people do. What do you make of them trying to get through the border? And was it right for them to be turned away?
Look, I don't know if that was a hīkoi or a walk. And I guess, some of the names and people I've sort of seen come up, I've never seen on a front line or a hīkoi kaupapa before. So, you know, I think, and I'm a Whāia Nāitera on this, kei te pai challenge the crown, kei te pai you don't like some of the decisions being made. But, you know, now's not the time to be trying to advance on a region that is doing everything it can in Taitokero to keep their whānau safe. And I think there's a large degree of selfishness in this. When we hīkoi, when we do fighting, when we take on front lines, we actually do that with the nature of the purpose of rangatiratanga, which is to weave people together, which is to weave and unite. What this did, and it's a sad thing, is that we had Māori saying, do not bring that walk into our takiwa. Now, that's not a hīkoi. A hīkoi, tautoko and manaaki as you come through the regions, as you come. So I think it's important, again, you know, kei te pai having an opposing view, but really it has to be through multiple levels to get to a region that's trying to hold itself up, that endures some huge adversity, and would be the most impacted if anyone took anything through there. So I feel aroha for our whānau that are sitting there saying, we haven't invited you, you know, go back. And that's not a hīkoi, you know. Nō hea tērā tikanga. That's not the wakapapa of hīkoi. So, yeah, and I've seen, the fear of the unknown. And, you know, anger often comes from a place of fear. And I think we just need to caution each other. And look, at, again, I saw a really good post from Kiri Tamahere Waititi. She just said, understand the wakapapa of your emotions and, you know, what is bringing up that fear. And I just think we need to call on calm and time and place, and now's not the time.
Kapai, have you been tempted to wear your Michael Jordan kicks to Parliament?
I have. And I'm really quite shocked that one, it consistently stuns me on the generational hit and miss that we have around us in Aotearoa. 70% of Māori are under 40 years old. So I wear Chucks and I wear Jordans, and I have been wearing them probably a week after I started. And that's because I will run around and do a whole lot of things. There's only two of us in the house. Also, I don't want to be a unstyly, politician, and I want to be relatable, and I want to be connected to, today's and future fashion, not something from the 70s. So I was a little bit surprised at Mallard's analogy that only gangsters and drug dealers and whatever wear Jordans, because I've never been either. It just goes to show they're so out of touch with the younger generation. They're so out of touch with the modern generation. And if that's how you carry on about a pair of shoes, then, how do you make decisions for a population that's largely young? So, it was a bit of a left-field thing from those guys. But, nothing David does surprises me. But I was very, very specific on who wears Jordans. We're waiting for Nike and Michael Jordan to stand up and correct, their outdated sort of pale stale.
Well, we had that.
Carl, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous. I mean, we also had the ties thing, didn't we? So
and the poor tie. And the poor tie and the taonga. And, it's like, really? There's so much that's going on. We can't even get Parliament to meet digitally yet. so this goes to show how outdated. And sadly, I know it's just a pair of shoes, but sadly, this is the problem that we're confronting today. A large group of those who are not happy with the decisions the government's making, who are not happy are because they're not being targeted right in the communications, because we've got a government and officials that make decisions from the perspective of a much stale, pale, world perspective. It's a perfect example. So they've got to spin it around a bit and look at who we represent, not who you are. I think those are some of the issues going on at the moment with the crossroads of generational disharmony and rising, because they just can't see anyone they trust given the messages that they can believe.
Well, I've got an older brother who threw out all ties. I'm never wearing a tie again, he says. And some would say suits and ties are the clothes of the colonisers. So it's a bit rich that as we try to get a bit more parity in our political system that we have, dress guidelines that really are from imported styles. I'd like you to go in with a pew pew next time around, see how you go.
Yeah. I was going to say, Dale, I think it's really important, though, to note there's a reason why we don't dress like the colonizer. It's not just that. We're profiled. We're profiled by people who wear suits and who have white collars and whose lifestyles have been, very talk at versus talk with. So the suit and the way that they're trying to hold on about holding on to a power base, a normality, that actually works against us in many forms. So you can sort of see, like I say, you can see why they're just not connecting with the youth.
Nice catching up with you again. Are you in Taranaki or down in Wellington?
I'm in Taranaki. I don't know if you know, but I'm vaccinated at the moment. I've become a team of 12, and we're on the ground. I'm out of the house this week, just trying to close our numbers gap and increase the vaccination. And on the ground, having coordinated with our whānau, that just needs some clarity and to be able to make a decision without a whole lot of noise around them. So that's my mahi this week.